All right, so you do the first part, yep. And that's all you have to do. All
right, cool.
Okay.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Sam, you got any music from Louisville?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right, before we get started on this episode, I'm just going to make a totally random
observation
okay. or comment
okay.
about something you and I have been talking about. It has nothing to do with anything other than I just really enjoy it. I just finished watching The IT Crowd.
Yes. What an amazing show.
Out there, ever watched The IT Crowd? You know about The IT Crowd,
no.
Sam?
Oh, you got to mm-hmm. watch it, Sam.
Hello, IT. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
So go on to Netflix. It's mm-hmm. a British sitcom
really?
From about, I think it started about 10 years ago. And mm-hmm. then, so it's, you know, in the 5 to 10 years ago range mm-hmm. of the whole thing. And it's only like 25 total episodes.
Yeah, oh, wow. They didn't make very many.
Yeah, but it's really funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really have that much to do about music. It's about guys who work in IT.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a couple of music references. They are big fans of Guided by Voices.
That's right. Yep. They got a lot of posters down in their sort of IT office where they have like
GBV. Which I think
GBV.
Is funny.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Do nerd geeks like Guided by Voices, I think?
No, it's interesting. Sort of, yeah. Well, definitely the creator of the show did, you know, yeah. and he worked that in.
Sounds so like
it's kind of
cool.
It's kind of geeky rock yeah. when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
The way it's all.
In a way it is.
Sort
yeah.
of a study of music yeah. in a way.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you heard Guided by Voices? They're a band.
No.
I have. I've heard everything they've ever done. They're good. I'm a bit of a fan now.
Isn't that good?
I shouldn't even know who they are.
So anyway, I thought it just ended brilliantly.
It's an amazing show.
Absolutely great.
Yeah.
So check that out.
Yeah.
The IT Crowd.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It won't take you that much time.
No, you can burn through those pretty fast.
Yes.
It's all amazing right. stuff. Yeah.
And there's some good soccer references.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of soccer references. Being in Britain and all.
Yeah.
London.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty intense.
Good
yeah.
stuff. All right. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. This is a podcast. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
You cannot find us on Netflix, but you can find us on Spotify.
You can.
And iTunes mm-hmm. and all those things. And you should listen to all those places and tell people about the show.
Pretty high class places, really.
Yes. Yeah. I think
we don't belong.
No.
Really, no.
No, we're the outcasts.
That's right.
And we are in a basement.
We're in the basement.
Kind of like the yeah. show we're just talking about.
Have you tried turning it on and off again, Sam?
And we're going to take a call now.
All right.
Great.
Because we've been focusing lately on correspondence from listeners, and you're going to recognize this voice. And this is in reference to when we... Remember we did the whole week on rarities?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been collecting... Some people gave us some suggestions for rarities.
Great.
Rarities in our... In this definition was stuff that's not on streaming services,
right,
that's
right.
only available on physical formats.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been collecting some of those and sort of squirreling those away for winter when
it
gets cold.
Yeah.
And we need them.
That's the way you do it for rarities.
And then sometime we'll be able to do a whole week of that. But mm-hmm. these here today are more comments kind of related to the rarity stuff we talked about,
okay,
but
cool.
not new recommendations of rarities. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to this call.
All right.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, intern Sam, if you're screening these. Hi there, Jimmy Linetti here. We haven't talked before, but you're doing a great job on the air with Jim and Patrick. Anyways, got a jumping off point I'm going to use one of your recent shows to kind of go on a little bit of a couple tangents, but stay with me here, guys. I love your show on songs that aren't available to stream anymore. And I was trying to think up submissions, but then I just realized that a couple months ago, the label Drag City, who before you could never stream any of their music anywhere, recently put everything on Spotify, etc. So it's just been a wealth of stuff to listen to. And I've just loved going through all that old Royal Trucks and Silver Jews. There's a band that I really like currently, Purling Hiss. They just got a 2-song single out digitally that's great. Anyways, there's a song by Smog, Bill Callahan, that I always loved because it was on the High Fidelity soundtrack, and it was called Cold-Blooded Old Times, and never was able to listen to that, but now I'm able to, of course.
Cold-blooded old times, cold-blooded old times, cold-blooded old times, the type of memories that turn your bones to glass, turn your bones to glass. Mother came rushing in. She said we didn't see a thing. We said we didn't see a thing. And father left at 8, nearly splintering the gate. Cold-blooded old times, cold-blooded old times, cold-blooded old times, cold-blooded old time.
But that kind of brings me to my tangent. When I was at this record store one time called Dead Media Records in Minneapolis, and you can kind of guess that they dealt in cassettes and stuff, and I found a High Fidelity soundtrack cassette, and I was kind of excited, and I was looking at it, and something didn't look right about it, so I brought it up to the counter to ask the guy if it was, you know, a legitimate cassette. He said, oh, no. One of the employees at the record store here, he made it and put on all the songs that he was mad that they left out of the official movie soundtrack. So, of course, I had to buy that. And, of course, it includes that great Bill Callahan Smog song, Cold-Blooded Old Times. But I thought that was really cool. And then related to that High Fidelity reference and record store reference in Minneapolis, I recently was at the Electric Fetus in Minneapolis. Pretty well-known record store, just celebrated their 50th anniversary. And I think I tweeted about this, and I think Jim commented on it, but I ended up going with my wife, but they had a theater production of the musical High Fidelity, and it was set in a record store. So I thought that was great. And my wife and I really enjoyed it. I guess the High Fidelity was a Broadway play at one point. I guess I missed all that. It was a musical. They sang. They walked around. You were encouraged to mill around. And it was just really cool. I really enjoyed it. I'm not really much of a musical guy. Hey, fellas. This is where you can put all those great editing skills to work. So as I was ending, it was, I'm really not much of a musical guy. Break. And now stitch in this. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. The actors were pretty personable, and a few of them, ladies in there, were pretty good looking too. So that didn't hurt either. But the lead guy who was playing the John Cusack role, I thought he did a great job. My only complaint is the guy that they had playing the Jack Black role, for whatever reason, was wearing a Sublime t-shirt, which I just thought Jack White would never wear a Sublime t-shirt in High Fidelity. But anyways, that's my kind of High Fidelity record store, songs you can't hear, streaming anymore, kind of tangent. But thanks, guys. Been enjoying the shows lately, as always. Shout out to Echo Park Jimmy. Glad to be part of the community with you. If I'm ever in L.A., I know who I need to call to walk my dog. All right, fellas. Thanks.
All right.
Jimmy didn't shout out to the Party Line people.
No, no,
I was
no.
looking for that.
We shout out to Intern Sam.
Yeah, that was even better. That was wonderful. For Intern Sam. That was so cool. Thanks, Jimmy.
That was great, man.
And I think he shouted out to EPJ because Echo Park Jimmy, when he calls now, he's always naming people who are regular like yeah. callers stuff. And he mentions Jimmy Linetti.
Yeah, so, yeah. So, yeah. He's weaving the community together.
So they're like friends now.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. The things are happening.
Be careful. All right. Now... So there was a lot there.
Oh, there was a lot there.
Tons.
Drag City, first of all.
Let's get into
You're a fan of Drag City.
Huge fan of Drag City. Yeah.
And he's right. It was not on streaming for a long time. Then, if I remember, or just earlier this year, I think it was, they released their catalog for streaming, I think, only on Apple Music for a little while. But it wasn't very long. It was maybe like 3 months or so, and then it got released to the other services. Yeah. So that stuff is out there now.
It is. It's great. I mean, you know, Jimmy touched on the Silver Jews. I think just a fantastic underrated band. Royal Trucks, of course, off the charts. The early Palace Brothers stuff. I mean, there's just so much that's on Drag City that's just incredible. The early Pavement records were issued on Drag City. You know, the first three or four. And I mentioned earlier on another episode when a friend of mine, Steve Healy, worked at WTJU at the University of Virginia. When he was there, I will tell you, also matriculating at that university were David Berman of the Silver Jews, Bob Nastanovich of Pavement, and Steve Malkmus of Pavement. They were all enrolled at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something.
It was a pretty cool environment down there. Yeah.
Amazing.
And apparently they had some band, or David Berman had a thing where he would leave songs on people's answering machines.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where he would like make the songs up, but the only recording would be on someone's answering machine. Good guy. Really, really, really good guy. I knew David a little bit. But yeah, the Silver Jews record, Sam, if you know him, man, Animal Shapes, go listen to that song.
I'm gonna have to listen to
one of the greatest songs of all time. Yeah. And yeah, so that's awesome.
I saw Royal Trucks once open for Sonic Youth.
Oh, wow. That'd be a great show.
That was in Chicago in the early 90s.
Uh-huh.
It was the Dirty Tour.
Okay.
The Dirty.
I still have that t-shirt.
Oh, nice.
The one with the sock.
Yeah.
Puppet.
Oh, I remember that. Sonic Youth. Did they have a tour program?
A program. I just have the shirt.
That'd be a good tour program.
But yeah, Neil Haggerty was the opener. So
Early collaborator with John Spencer.
Mm. Cool.
Very good stuff.
Yeah.
And then High Fidelity. What do we think about that?
Are you a fan of musicals, Sam?
I love musicals.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, the last musical I saw was in March. I think it was Waitress.
Oh, wow.
It was actually pretty good. It was the Sarah Bareilles musical, but it was after Sarah Bareilles was done. So it was someone else there.
Sure.
But it was really, it was a well put together production. It was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Have you seen Mamma Mia, either version?
No, I have not. Okay. But I'll tell you, the funniest musical I ever saw was Book of Mormon. That was one of the greatest shows I've ever been to.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. This reminds me, I'm sorry, I'm going off on a tangent here, but when he was talking about musicals and not necessarily really liking musicals, but like this, remember when we went to see and interviewed Matthew Sweet, and there were like these little cards in the venue about how there was going to be a musical of Girlfriend or called Girlfriend with music by popular music by Matthew Sweet, right?
It
happened. I'm looking at it right now. I missed this entirely. This back in late April, it played at the Signature Theater
in
D.C.
Whoa, man. I am just not tapped into the musical scene. I got to admit.
I missed that
musicals,
one too.
Yeah.
But in the IT crowd, they went to a musical once.
They did.
This is true.
That's right.
It's probably the best episode. Yeah. So it comes back
around.
Probably
the very best episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what happened?
I'm disabled.
So go watch that.
I'm staff.
Okay. All right. So that was the call.
Yeah. Great stuff. Thanks, Jimmy. You know, Jim and Sam, when we make an episode, you know, we're down here. We're working men. We crank one of these out every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes it gets tough. The going gets tough. And you're like, man, why are we doing this? You know, like people are coming down on us like protesters throwing rocks and garbage at us when we like walk in to record and like our wives are coming down on us. But think of Jimmy, man, down there in his glove shop, just working every day, listening. He appreciates it. It gets him through part of his day. So that's what keeps me going.
What a cool job, too, to just be like,
go down to the glove shop,
repairing
gloves,
baseball gloves.
Incredible! Smell that leather.
It's awesome.
And I have seen some of his before and after photos on his Twitter.
It's amazing.
Oh, they're
gloves
amazing.
That he's fixed. He does a really good job.
He's awesome on Twitter to follow, folks. You should follow DJ Glove Repair.
Good man.
He's always tweeting out like cool old baseball cards and really cool old sports stuff too.
Oh yeah,
it's very cool.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Now, also related to rarities, I will read this. It is an email from Ken Wadsworth of Shelbyville, Kentucky.
Shelbyville.
And he says, Jim and Patrick, I was listening to your recent show about tunes not available on streaming services, specifically the episode that featured Louisville band Cooler.
Hmm.
That was my choice.
That's right.
Says, I have that album in my collection and I really like it as well. This made me think of some other bands from the area that are worth mentioning. Jim, have you ever heard Louisville band called Digby? Yes, I have. Their first release was on Ear Ecstasy's label, like Cooler. It is called Go Digby and released in 2003. They then called in producer Todd Smith, who had worked with Kentucky band Days of the New. Remember Days of the New? They were one of those like,
yeah, the name is grunge-ish mm-hmm.
sort of bands yeah. that hit. But I think actually they were from Southern Indiana, but okay. nevertheless, right yep. there by Kentucky. Anyway, producer Todd Smith and put out a record called Falling Up in 2004. Digby was in the same lane as Cooler, power pop, and deserved to get recognition outside of the area. Falling Up is on Spotify, but not the earlier Go Digby record. I suggest playing Too Late or 100% Free from Falling Up. Good stuff. All right, so we'll play that, and then I'll look to make sure I didn't mess up that Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
You always say, give it up. It's time to go up, babe. You know what you want. You know I'm worth your while. Says too late. I'm forever a child. If I could turn it off, I wouldn't turn you on. You wouldn't wait around, hanging on so long. You always say, do I measure up?
All right, there you go.
Wow.
Digby. Yep.
Very cool.
So you get a sense of that.
Mm-hmm.
And just to set the record straight on Days of the New, originally hailing from Charlestown, Indiana, before relocating to Louisville, Kentucky. So
got
there
it.
You go.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Then Ken goes on to write that this led me to pull out some other material in my collection. There was a band that I saw a number of times that was from nearby Lexington called Supafuzz. That was a very good band that should have been bigger. Not much info is available about them online, and they don't even have a wiki page, but they do have an all music page.
Hmm. Okay.
I have the
self-titled.
Okay. Thank you. I have the self-titled album on Gotham Records from 1998 that I bought at one of their shows. Hmm. They played a muscular brand of grunge glam that was pretty damn cool, and they were three-piece. Vocalist David Angstrom was in an earlier seminal Lexington band called Black Cat Bone, who put out an album on Caius's label in 1991. Play Long Way Home from the All Music page that name checks Black Cat Bone.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to get a short clip of here because that's all you can play off this All Music
BCB.
Page. So that's all you get there.
Yeah.
All
right.
But you can see how that fits with Caius.
Mm-hmm, totally. Yeah. Yeah. Good band, by the way.
And then he writes a couple of random notes. Mm-hmm. I used to buy CDs based on Jason Lowenstein's of Sebadoh's recommendations when he worked at Ear Ecstasy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Shelbyville is the place where My Morning Jacket recorded early material in a barn in Shelby County that they dubbed Cadillac Studios. At one point during the making of It Still Moves, Jim James recorded Vox vocals in a grain silo at the farm for extra echo.
Nice.
Later, guys, keep rocking. Oh, yeah, thanks, that's legendary. Man. The silo recording is legendary. That's how they would get all that reverb, right?
Wow, that's amazing. That's how they did it. Now, I'll tell you, Jim and Sam, the Bish, friend of mine, often referenced, never appearing on the show, but we talk about him as if he does, lived in Louisville for a while, and we used to know Sebado guys a little bit, and he would always go and hang with Jason at Ear Ecstasy when he worked there and like get the same thing. He would always recommend stuff, so yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, he turned a lot of people in the right direction, like toward good music, so cool. Good for Jason.
It was a great store.
Yeah, he's still out there rocking.
All right, so thanks again, everyone, for the correspondence. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Absolutely. Jimmy, Ken, so much, all that. Ken, yeah, Shelbyville. Thank you, Jimmy.
If people would like to be like these folks, they can call 612-440-1984. Or email rock@suburbspod.com. Mm-hmm. Or there's another option. Find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, all those at suburbspod. And please listen.
Every day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. And please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. And please visit suburbspod.com because Sam works so hard at
That's right. Yeah, visit the site and also send us free stuff.
Absolutely.
Send your free stuff. Send us free stuff. Sam, what do you need?
Records, need some CDs.
Record CDs, yep. Okay.
Need some music is great.
Okay. Some Crocs. You're going back to campus.
Crocs, yeah. Bringing those back now? Crocs.
Is that what kids on campus wear?
I hope
God,
not.
I hope not. Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
Patrick Foster here.
And I'm Sam Lusker.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
As a side note, Nick Hornby once wrote a book about being an Arsenal fan.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to read that.
Yeah, look it up. It's good.